Hi, and welcome to Is It Dad Rocket? I'm Ryan, and with me today is my co-host, Steve.
Hello.
We also have Sam and Tom from Alea. Say hi, guys.
Hello.
Bonsoir.
Alea are a modern metalcore band from Manchester and Chester here in the UK. They released their first single, Survive, in 2019, and their latest EP, Idle Minds, was released in May 2023. And here is Charlatan from that EP.
Thanks for joining us today, guys. I've got some icebreaker questions for you. So this one is for Tom first, and I'll ask you both the question. What was the last thing you listened to on Spotify?
The album that we're going to be discussing today, just to refresh my memory, Avenged Sevenfold self-titled album.
Very good. And Sam?
My actually was Nightmare by Avenged Sevenfold, because I did the same thing. I listened to all the self-titled, remembered that Nightmare existed, and then listened to that entire thing as well.
That's happened to me a few times before, where I'm like, I'm going to listen to this album because we're doing this album on the podcast. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to listen to their second album, or I'm going to listen to their fourth album, or whatever. And you just get, you know, stuck in a wormhole. Not a wormhole, but you know what I mean.
Rabbit hole.
Oh, I reckon the next like week or two, I'm going to be just listening to all of Avenged Sevenfold's albums now. I've fully pushed myself into them now.
I was shocked. I was like, you know what? I actually still like this. Like, I haven't listened to it for so long. I'm like, oh, I'm not listening to it. I was like, well, I better listen to it. And I was like, actually, I'm all right with this.
That's good news. Martin, what have you been listening to?
Same. So I've just opened up Spotify. The last thing I listened to was A Little Piece of Heaven from this album. And to be honest with you, I was never really a massive fan of Avenged Sevenfold. It's better than I remember it being. I'll put it that way. I'm still not a huge Avenged Sevenfold fan, but it's better than I remembered. And Steve, what have you been listening to?
I went for a run before we recorded. So I was listening to Birds in Row because I'm going to see them soon. So I wanted to know every word because that's the kind of guy I am.
Next question then. So this is for Sam. What song was the first song that you listened, blew your mind, you thought, fucking hell, this is brilliant, I'm into heavy music?
So there was two songs. So it was like the first thing that like, so I used to listen to a lot of basically pop music when I was like really, really young, because that's all I'd like basically been shown. But it was around that time I listened to Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous by Good Charlotte. And then that's what kind of got me into, I'd say rock music, even though it was like poppy, but that's kind of what got me into like guitar music. But then what got me into actual heavy music was The Guillotine by Escape the Fate. So one of my friends, it was back in the MSN days, she sent me The Guillotine, Escape the Fate, listened to it, hated all the screaming verses because I couldn't understand what he was saying. But the chorus, banging, loved it. Guitar solo, amazing. So I just kept listening to The Guillotine on repeat, listened to the whole album, and then got into, like, I think Bring Me and Trivium and some other things from my other friends around then as well. So probably The Guillotine. So lock and load!
Very cool.
And Tom?
Not the same. I think it, for me, it was a progression because I remember I got the All Killer No Filler album by Sum 41. That was just good, but they have like quite heavy elements in their album and some of their songs as well. And then I think from there I moved on to Linkin Park, In the End, you know, really, these are quite obvious picks, really, quite popular picks at the time. It starts with one thing, I don't know why, it doesn't even matter how hard you try, keep that in mind, I'm designed just trying to explain in due time, all I know, time is a valuable thing. Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings. Watch it count down to the end of the day. The clock takes life away. It's so unreal. Didn't look out below.
Watch the time go right out the window. Trying to hold on, didn't even know I wasted it all just to watch you go. I kept everything inside and even though I tried.
And then from there, I think like Alexis on Fire and Atreyu, I started getting into more screaming music. I wasn't necessarily into screaming music like straight away. So yeah, from that point on.
When you say like, oh, it's, you know, quite, not well, cliche, isn't it, really? Everyone listened to Linkin Park. That's got what a lot of people got into it. Same with Good Charlotte. But it had to be popular to make it all the way into be on TV, be on, to be CDs that you bought. Whereas nowadays, there's much more choice. So you can listen to some real obscure bands. But back then, you know, unless it came across your, you know, across the school desk on a burnt CD from your mate, you're not going to listen to it. And there's only a certain amount of bands that are going to get that popular enough to be shared like that.
Stunk around it to us all the time. So you just, my mum got me into it. Like she like took me to see like Linkin Park when I was like 10 or 11 or something. So
that's cool.
Those, yeah. So I was absolutely massive Linkin Park fan when I was a kid. You know, baggy trousers and like spiked up red hair and stuff. Yeah, it was a bad look.
No, man, it was great. It was great. But I think going back to what you said, Martin, like, I don't think kids these days would listen to like obscure bands. I think they'd listen to like Bring Me the Horizon and then be like, oh, this band's cool. I'm going to listen to some of her older stuff and be like, what the fuck is this? This is crazy. And then kind of get into deathcore and metalcore from there.
I think that's what Avenged Sevenfold did with me, because I started off listening to their City of Evil album, which is just all cleans. And then their Waking the Fallen album, which was previous to that, it's like half singing, half screaming. And that's like, I was like, oh, I have to listen to it because I'm such a fan of City of Evil. And then I just got into the screaming side of it. I don't think it comes easy, though. I don't know how people really get into it, because I just think at the time I just wasn't into screaming music at all.
I hated it.
And now I'm screaming at them.
So who are your favourite bands right now? Sam, do you want to go first?
My favourite bands are always the same, and Tom will always hate them. So at the moment, my Spotify daily mix only gives me the new We Came As Romans album, the new Of Mice and Men album, the new Memphis Mayfire album, and a mixture of things like Machine Gun Kelly's new album and like Stand Atlantic and some other pop punk bands. So probably Memphis Mayfire and We Came As Romans at the moment, I would say.
Well, did you hear about We Came As Romans getting robbed?
And the guy fell from the fifth floor of a hotel, yeah.
Yeah.
That's mental, yeah.
Tom, what about you? Who are you listening to at the minute?
Listening to at the moment, I'm just looking through my playlist. Sleep Token, obviously.
Sure.
I think everyone, yeah, I'm listening to Volumes a lot at the moment as well. Like, it's just like gent sort of music. I've been listening to Caskets as well. I'm just looking through my playlist. Landon Towers, he's like the singer of Plotting You. I listen to him a fair whack as well. But yeah, Dayseeker. I went to see them in Manchester not so long ago and I like them as well.
I went to go see them in Leeds.
Well, you did or you are?
Yeah, I went to go see them in Leeds. I'm guessing it was the same tour. I've never even bothered with them. My mate likes them, so I sort of dragged me along. And they were a lot better than I expected. The singing was fantastic and his shouting was fantastic as well.
Yeah, like their live show was just spot on.
So is there a band? So we've talked about all the bands that we love. Is there any band, Sam, that everyone loves, but you just do not know why?
Honestly, I've tried so many times to get into Sleep Token.
Yeah, I'm the same as well.
Yeah, me too.
I know they're good. Like, I can tell that they're good. But for some reason, I think it's because my music taste is very, like, blast beats, fast, Ice Nine Kills, heavy, kick you in the face. Or, like, super, like, Paramore, Fallout Boy. And Sleep Token sort of sit in this, like, artsy, groovy middle. And, like, it's the same with, like, Deftones. Like, I know they're good, but I just can't get into it.
Tom, is there any for you?
I'm going to answer my question with a question. Sam, what are your favourite bands? Them.
Well, then just say them. Yeah.
Anyway, let's talk about Alea instead of talking about everyone else. So what do you guys do in the band? Sam, do you want to go first?
So I am the guitarist and I do a little bit of backing vocals live and generally the mule that carries all the merch.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. That is understating my role in the band. I have carried a hi-hat stand once or twice and at least one box of merch. At least
once.
And sometimes I do vocals in the band.
I would have put that the other way around from this conversation. I'd have been like, oh, Sam is the vocalist and Tom is the guitarist. But
what made you think that? What gave you that impression?
Personality-wise, so you seem to be a bit more extroverted, whereas Tom seems a bit more like reserved.
Sam, you're the Pete Wentz and Tom's the Patrick Stump.
I wish that was true, because that would be a really good analogy, but Tom's remarkably more reserved here than he normally is.
No comment. I've got a stage persona, though, so that's okay, because I'm a different person when we play, I think.
Is there fucking snorting lines, just fucking going mental? That's what I've heard.
You have to.
Well, edit that bit out, don't worry.
You can't be in a metal band and not do those things.
Yeah.
So how did Alea start?
So it's basically, Tom and Mike and James were in another band, another metal band, and I was in a pop-punk band. And both bands kind of like sort of didn't really break up, but like dissolved around at the same time. And then Tom just messaged me on Facebook Messenger and was like, your band's fallen apart, my band's fallen apart. Do you want to do some music? And we did. And literally, I think it was that simple. I don't know if you remember it being any different, Tom, but it was that simple that I remember it.
Yeah, sounds about right. Like me and Sam have known each other since we were like 15, and I've known James, our drummer, since we were like 15 as well, so we all know each other for absolutely years. And yeah, I'm basically like this untalented glue that sort of like just sticks people together. So it's just more like, hey, you're right on drums, you're good on guitar, like let's do this. But you have to listen to me do some sort of vocals. And everyone seemed happy with it to a point.
To a point.
When was that you got together?
It was just before lockdown, I think, but we had a bit of a weird process, because although I'd worked with the other two before, Sam's like our main songwriter, so we were doing we had so much like backing and forth in that writing our first two songs took a very, very, very long time, because we just weren't happy with anything. And also because we've been in previous bands, we didn't want to have like a drop in any sort of standard or anything. We all wanted it to be like the best. So yeah, it took ages. Probably like, I can't remember when we actually put the song out. Was it 2019?
2019. I'm fairly sure we first practiced about 2017.
Yeah, but it was just like really early, because also trying to convince people to be in bands is quite hard when you get to a certain age, because everyone's got like mortgages, families, commitments, and it is like, it's a big thing. Like, do we really want to go down this rabbit hole again of getting like logos, merch, and, you know, it's just so much like stuff behind the scenes that you have to like invest in, and it's quite costly just to even get the band to a point where you can play a gig.
Yeah, so you guys have gone quite full on with like your artwork and everything. It's really professional looking. It looks really cool. Like, I found out about you guys on Instagram adverts. The song came on, I was like, what's this? This is pretty fucking sick. It had the vocals on it as well, which was really good, because some of them don't. And you're like, well, why are they not showcasing the vocalist? Clearly, the vocalist is no good. So I don't listen to them bands. Clearly, you're putting a lot of effort and time into it. So what have you got going on at the minute? I know you released Idle Minds in May. What's happening now? Are you guys writing some more songs? Are you doing a lot more gigs? Or...
So we're writing, we've got a few songs we're writing. We're hoping to get them recorded within, I think hopefully this year, maybe beginning of next year, we're wanting to record them because we want to release them hopefully next year. We've got a few gigs sort of that we're like, we've been like discussing and like back and forth and with some bands that we know, and like we're looking at getting a few tours sorted next year as well. And that's about it. We're kind of on the surface looking quite quiet at the moment. But like Tom said, with like you guys said, with like, you know, like the music videos and stuff, there's all the behind the scenes stuff that, you know, costs some money and takes all the time and no one really sees. So we're just doing a lot of homework, basically, like making content, getting it ready. Tom's been doing some vocal covers of, I think he did a volumes one recently. So just a lot of stuff that doesn't really get seen.
Yeah, I think we want these songs, the next couple of songs that we're writing, the demos that Sam sent me sound really good. So I just want, we're putting a lot of time and effort into them, really. And as for gigs, it's like, if we get offered a gig, we'll take the gig. If any promoters are watching, just get in touch, yeah. We're not desperate, we'll get in touch.
I mean, to be fair, we have done a lot of gigs this year. I think we've done more gigs this year than we have the rest of the years as a band. Like, we have gone in hard on the gigs this year, and that's kind of the plan. We want to try and just keep going and going with as many of them as we can.
And we're bad because we enjoy them. Like, we absolutely love playing shows and stuff. So, but sometimes it's not necessarily the best way to spend our time if we want to keep things moving with the band moving forward. We have to have some time off to write stuff and record stuff.
Yeah.
So that we can gig more next year.
So in terms of like writing, is it going to be another single first, or are you going to go to an EP or an album?
Probably two singles, I think. That's where I'd guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just like, we tend to release every song as a single anyway. I don't think people really listen to album tracks anymore. Not for a small band. Like, you'll sometimes see like just all the views completely drop off or anything other than what you put out. So
yeah, I mean, I was listening to Idle Minds today, because it's four tracks, isn't it? I was like, when it finished, I was like, oh, I could do with some more. I could do with some more of that. But it's also quite a good thing, because it's like, oh, well, I'll stick that back on.
Avenged Sevenfold, the self-titled album from the year 2007, as chosen by our guests today, Sam and Tom from Alea. So first questions first. Tom, why did you choose this album?
Well, I chose City of Evil, but Sam wanted to choose a self-titled album because he hadn't really listened to City of Evil. So Sam chose it, and I obey Sam.
Fair enough. Not much more to say on that one.
Oh, also, I like the album. I did like it. It's a good album.
And Sam, why did you overrule Tom and decide that you're doing the self-titled album?
Because for me, as the guitarist of the band, I wanted to pick an album that had like one of the biggest guitar-based influences for me, and that was the self-titled, especially the lead guitar. Yeah, you weren't expecting a serious answer then, were you, Tom, you little shit?
What a buzzkill.
Okay, so we need to decide who's going first. So to do that, there's a quiz about stage names and anonymity. That's how you say it.
Anonymity.
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 The person with the most correct answers goes first. So this one's for Sam. True or false, Ozzy Osbourne's real name is Oliver James Osbourne.
False.
That is correct. His real name is John Michael Osbourne. So well done.
You know what? I thought the Osbourne thing would be the thing that wasn't true. But that was the actual only thing that was correct. So I was going to say false, but for the wrong reasons.
Well, you've got your chance now. Tom, true or false? Kid Rock's real name is Robert James Ritchie.
Oh, it has to be true, that one.
That is true. Well done.
He looks like a Robert James Ritchie.
Bobby.
I was going to say, in 20 years' time, he'll have like a Budweiser on his porch and he'll become a Bobby.
Well, he started drinking Bud Light again, hasn't he? He's been photographed with one in his hand.
Oh, so the boycott didn't last long then.
Sam, what is Fred Durst's real name? Is it William or Frederick?
Oh, I was on his Wikipedia page last week. It's William, isn't it?
It is William. Well done. William Frederick Durst.
And do you often read up about Fred Durst?
I was on his Wikipedia page because I'd watched a YouTube video explaining Woodstock 99 and Limp Bizkit were there, and Fred Durst is apparently accused of inciting the violence there because during the set he said something like, fuck the security guards, I want you all to go mental to this song or something. And it was apparently during Limp Bizkit's set that they all went like mental, sent fire.
And then they played Break Stuff.
Yeah. So Fred Durst gets a little bit of criticism for inciting the violence at Woodstock.
Have you watched the documentary on Netflix?
No, but after watching, there was a YouTube video I watched where they just explained some of it, and I want to watch the documentary now because it sounds horrific.
It is really good. Tom, what is Chester Bennington's real first name? Is it Charles or is it Chester?
God, I should know this, shouldn't I? I was going to say it's Chester.
Chester is correct. Charles is his middle name. Well done.
It's a bit weird name. Chester Charles just sounds a bit... It sounds like a shit action hero, doesn't it?
Some type of cheese.
Yes, a mild Chester Charles.
I was going to say it sounds like a Looney Tunes character.
Yeah. God rest him. God rest his soul.
Sam, true or false? Upon inception, the only members of the band United Nations that could be named were Jeff Rickley of Thursday and Daryl Palumbo of Glassjaw. True or false?
False.
False is correct. It seems like a guess.
It was a sort of United Nations and Glassjaw don't seem like bands I'd put together.
Well, Daryl Palumbo was in United Nations, but they're one of those collectives where you don't really know who's in the band, but Jeff Rickley was the only one that wasn't under contract, so all the other band members were anonymous, and he was like the poster boy. So well done, Sam.
I was right, again, right for the wrong reasons.
Okay, Tom, true or false? The only members of the hardcore punk collective, The Armed, have been identified as Jacob Bannon of Converge, Greg Puciato of Dillinger Escape Plan, and Josh Scogin of The Chariot.
I've got to be totally honest with you, I've never heard of any of these bands.
I've only heard about 50% of them, so don't feel too bad. Steve wrote the questions for this one.
Right, okay. So let me just think. Let's just go for true. Wait, was that a true or false sort of thing? Yeah.
Sorry, man.
That's okay.
It's actually false. And I'm going to hold my hands up because I only heard of The Armed yesterday because I was looking for questions about stage names. Couldn't find a whole lot about, you know, music from when we were in our teens. And this one came up and I thought it was really interesting. And the more I looked into it, it was just like a rabbit hole that got harder and harder. But The Armed are like this punk, hardcore punk collective made up of like hundreds of members. And for years, they've just like kept anonymous. And there's this guy called Tony, somewhere over, has been their creative director and does all the talking for the band. They send out like actors to do interviews. And like when they go play on stage, it's like different band members like nearly every night.
That sounds well fun. Like I will actually have to read up on this.
It's insane. They've just released a new album called Ultraprop where they've actually come out and been like, "Out, you know, this is getting a bit old now. These are our members." And the only person out of the three, Jacob, Greg, and Josh, Jacob's the only one that's been known to contribute to an album. I don't know about the other two, but they were saying like, there's been so many people contributing, we don't actually know who has contributed and who hasn't.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Okay, who's the winner, Steve?
The winner is Sam with 3 points. Tom got 2. So well done, guys.
We were sponsored by Guesswork.
Sam, you get to go first. So this is the main quiz. So you've got a choice of categories. You've got general, band members, songs, or lyrics. What question would you like?
If it's off the self-titled, I'm going to go with lyrics.
Lyrics. So name the song from the following lyrics. Shh. Quiet. You might piss somebody piss off. Somebody like me, motherfucker. You've been at it for too long.
But you're it's Critical Acclaim.
Yeah, well done. You clearly knew that one. You were singing along.
I was hoping he got it wrong just so he'd look like really daft.
Like me, motherfucker, you've been at it for too long. Are you beat up all those insecurities? You stand in front of me and fight the hand that fades.
Pressure on to Tom now. You need to get off the blocks. What do you want? General, band members, songs, or lyrics?
Let's go for band members. Like, how many questions could you ask about band members?
True or false, this was the last album that The Rev played on.
So he did some vocals in the song Death in the Nightmare album. Does that really throw a spanner in the works? I think that this is the last one that he recorded drums for, but I think that some of his work has also been put in the latest album.
Yeah, well done, Tom. You get a point for that one. We've got it down as the answer being true, but yeah, I did read online that he wrote a load of songs for the following album. But yeah, The Rev supposedly stands for The Reverend Follow Me Plague, but his real name is James Owen Sullivan, and he died on the 28th of December, so just after Christmas, in 2009, after the band had just finished writing their fifth album, and there's a song called Fiction on the album, which was a lost song, the last song he ever wrote.
I think Death was its working title, and then it got...
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. I think there's another song in a B-sides album that has his electric drums that was recorded during like the self-titled era as well.
That's cool. It's cool that they're still, after his death, like putting him into the music.
Well, Fiction is apparently his nickname that he gave himself as well, apparently, which I think is hilarious because people that give themselves nicknames are just the funniest people of all time. So, Sam, general, band members, songs, or lyrics?
Let's go with songs.
What singles were released from the album?
Almost Easy, Afterlife, A Little Piece of Heaven, Dear God. I think that's it.
Close. So you went with Almost Easy. Afterlife. Dear God. Critical Acclaim was also a single. And so was Scream. Control, I'll taste your blood tonight. You know I make you wanna scream. You know I make you wanna run from me, baby. But no, it's too late, you wasted all your time. Yeah. So So no points on that one.
Ah. They just didn't have music videos, which is what throws the spanner in the works, I think.
So A Little Piece of Heaven had a video, and but it was only released on something called MVI, which is a bit like VLC. But the only reason they limited it was because of the subject matter. So I don't know if you know what the song's about, but I read the lyrics, and it appears to be about a guy kills his girlfriend. He then has sex with a dead body, but then she repossesses the body, kills him. I don't know if she has sex with his dead body. But then he goes to hell, he asks for forgiveness, and then they get married.
It's a
classic love story.
It's a love song that transcends time, space, reality, and the afterlife. So yeah, it's quite a beautiful, beautiful piece.
It is truly one of the most remarkable bits of introspective work I think they've done.
Based on a true story. Okay, Tom, general band members, songs and lyrics.
Let's go for lyrics.
Name the song from the following lyrics. Relax while you're closing your eyes to me, so warm as I'm setting you free. With your arms by your side, there's no struggling. Pleasure's all mine this time. They're all very rapey, aren't they, these songs? They're not great.
They are all a bit rapey, aren't they? Oh, it's Scream.
Sorry, man, it's Afterlife.
Is it?
No, it's not.
Unless Martin got the answer wrong.
That's Scream. Let mine this time. Well,
I'll make you want to scream. Unless they reuse the lyrics in multiple songs, in which case I get half a point.
Sorry, Martin. It is Scream. I just Googled the lyrics and it came up. The song is Scream.
My bad. Apologies.
Relax while you're closing your eyes to me. So warm as I'm setting you free. By your side, there's no struggling. Pleasure's all mine this time.
Wait, actually, if I correct the answer, does that mean I get an extra bonus point?
I knew it was Scream as well.
Okay, I'll give you a point as well, Sam.
Okay. We're a professional outfit. Okay, general band members, songs and lyrics, Sam.
Because I'm losing, I'm now in it to win it, so I'm going to go with lyrics.
Name the song from the lyrics. Once again, there's nothing here for me on this barren road. There's no sleep here until this, while the city sleeps and all the shops are closed.
Dear God.
That's when he went to Woolies, apparently. He went uptown and Woolworths was shut and he was fucking gutted.
Dear God is correct. Well done, Sam.
Thanks.
Once again, there's nothing here for me on this barren road. There's no one here while the city sleeps and all the shops are closed.
He's going to go get his pick and mix. And now Wilco's is fucking shut as well. He's just absolutely gutted. Anyway, general band members, songs or lyrics. And that is for Tom.
What kind of question would be for songs? Or is that a trick question?
Well, you got to ask it to find out.
Okay, songs.
Which song is about a man who dies suddenly? And whilst in heaven, even though he enjoys the peace, decides that he needs to escape because he's not ready to die.
But it's not to have sex with his partner.
not this time, no.
It could be.
Is it Unbound or something like that? Is that even a song on it?
I don't know, but the answer is Afterlife.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
How did you not know that song?
Well, to be fair, he didn't choose the album, Sam, so...
True, yeah.
I haven't listened to this album for a while. Well, until earlier today, I hadn't listened to it for years, for absolute years.
Yeah, so that song was actually written by The Rev, and it is one of the most played on Spotify with over 207 million plays.
Yeah, fun fact about Afterlife. He basically went AWOL for a couple of weeks, didn't speak to any of them and just came back to them and was like, I've wrote you a song, what do you think? And apart from the guitar solo, had written the entire song by himself. And just here you go. And that's Afterlife was written.
Sam, general band members, songs or lyrics?
Not a general yet, so I'm going to go with general.
Where did Avenged Sevenfold get their name?
Oh, it's something to do with the Bible and someone... I think, I don't know the exact details of it, but I know that for something to happen, they had to be avenged seven times over. It's something along those lines. I don't think my answer is worthy enough for a point.
No, I was going to say, good response, but yeah, no points on that one. It's the story of Cain and Abel. So Cain killed Abel because he was jealous, which made Cain exiled. But when he was exiled, he was scared that someone would kill him. So God said to Cain, if anybody kills you, you'll be avenged sevenfold. Whatever that means, I don't know, but it's from the book of Genesis.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. I didn't actually know that. That is actually really cool.
Tom, general band members, songs or lyrics?
Let's go for general because I feel like I'll learn something.
The album is called Avenged Sevenfold, but what else is the album also known as?
Think about the album artwork.
What, the Death Bat? I don't know.
It's the White Album.
Is it?
Yeah, because of all the white space around the Death Bat.
See, I'm learning. Like, that's, I've never heard that.
So when I found out it was also known as a White Album, I wanted to find, you know, other albums that were named after colours. And when you search for the White Album on Google, all you will find is stuff about the Beatles. And then if you search for something like bands named albums named after a colour, again, you will only find things about the Beatles. But the most obvious ones that come to mind is obviously the Beatles' White Album, which is actually called The Beatles. And then you've got Metallica's Black Album, which is actually called Metallica. And then every other thing that I saw was just like an album actually being called a colour, like Weezer's Red Album, Blue Album, Green Album. They've got a White Album. And then Jay-Z's Black Album is actually called The Black Album. So
Sam, general band members, songs or lyrics?
Let's go with band members.
True or false, M Shadows stopped screaming because he needed surgery on his throat after the Vans 2003 Warped Tour.
That's a myth, isn't it? I think that's false.
Yeah, well done, Sam. That is false. He just decided that he no longer wanted to scream. And according to the producer, Andrew Murdoch, he gave him the first album and he said something like, this album's all screaming. The next album's going to be screaming and singing. The album after that's just going to be singing. And then he started getting singing lessons with the same teacher as Axl Rose and Chris Cornell.
Okay, Tom, general band members, songs or lyrics?
Let's go for general.
Good choice. You might know the answer to this one. What is the name of the Avenged Sevenfold symbol that features on this album's artwork?
Death Bat.
Yeah, correct. Well done. And it's been used since release of their second album. And it says here, the symbol became instantly popular between heavy metal fans and hasn't left the band since that time. The Death Bat, also known as the Skull Bat, features a skull with two bat wings on both sides.
It's cool. It's like the Rise of the Tiger Army logo as well. That's like a tiger bat wing thing as well. So it's quite cool. Sam, band members, songs or lyrics? Because we've run out of general questions.
I'll go with songs.
On this album, there is a song called Brompton Cocktail. But what is a Brompton cocktail?
Oh.
Can we do steals? You steal like a steal, like, oh, yes. He hasn't got it right. Goes to...
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
Oh, whoa, I wish we'd have known this earlier, because I could have stole some of Tom's.
Nah, mine were too hard. You wouldn't have got them.
I don't know what a Brompton cocktail is. I think it's some sort of alcoholic drink with, like, cocaine in, I think.
Close, yeah. So it's...
Steve, is Tom going to have a go at the proper answer in it? Do you know?
Oh, right, yeah, so... It's just sort of an elaboration on what Sam said. It's just like a cocktail of like pain-killing things and stuff like that. It's for people who are close to death, I believe. It's like sort of help the process along slightly. Is it like a sort of for euthanizing and numbing the pain? Is that true?
That is true, Tom. Yeah, well done. You get yourself a point.
Wow.
Look at Sam, he's pissed off.
I know, because I'm just bending the rules. I'm getting extra points. I'm doing steals.
I'm livid.
This is what we're like in the band as well. He tries hard and does really well, and I just try and steal it all.
Yeah, so it's like a cocktail made of morphine or heroin, cocaine, pure ethanol, or is that ethyl alcohol it says there, and then thorazine. And it was given to terminally ill individuals, like cancer patients, just to relieve pain and to allow them to be more sociable, like around death. Not around death, but when they were near the death, so they weren't in constant pain, but they could be with the families and what have you. And it's named after the Royal Brompton Hospital in London.
It makes the lyrics make a lot of sense, actually, now that I'm going through them in my head.
Okay, so last question, is it, for Tom?
Sam's fuming.
I want to steal. I'm going to steal.
Band members, songs, or lyrics?
Let's go for lyrics.
No, you're not allowed lyrics. No, you're not allowed lyrics. Band members or songs?
Oh.
I've decided. Too easy as lyrics.
Band members.
Okay, Avenged Sevenfold started in 1999. Of the five members that recorded on this album, who were not the original members?
Johnny, the bass player, he wasn't the original bass player. Johnny Christ wasn't the original bass player, as far as I'm aware.
Steel.
Tom, anyone else?
Wait, hang on. What was the question?
Steel.
And then what is...
Steel.
Well, I feel like Tom thought there was only one, so we might need to hand it over to Sam, because he's, you know, getting more and more angry by looks of it.
Oh, yeah, neither was Sinister Gates.
Fuck.
That is correct. Well done, Tom. Yeah, Johnny Christ joined in 2002. Sinister Gates joined in 2001. Johnny Christ is actually the fourth bassist in the band, and Sinister Gates didn't replace anyone. He was just added as a second guitar, but he did play on the first album for the song To End the Rapture. Tom, you are the winner. Well done. A round of applause.
Well deserved.
I'd just like to thank everyone who supported me along the way. Martin, Steve, obviously commiserations, Sam. Yeah, that's great. I can go to bed happy tonight now.
Avenged Sevenfold, the self-titled album from the year 2007, as chosen by our guests Sam and Tom from Alea. It was an obvious choice, wouldn't you say, Steve?
Yeah, definitely. And Sam, Tom, thanks for joining us. I really hope you've enjoyed it. Sam, I know you're a bit pissed off because you lost, but I still hope you enjoyed it. You've got one last chance to speak to our listeners. What do you want to say?
First thing is, this quiz was a fix. I definitely deserve to win. Yeah, we've been Alea. Cheers for having us on. Everyone listening, you can follow us at Alea UK. We're on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook. And yeah, check out our debut EP, Idle Minds. It's on Spotify, Apple Music, got music videos for all the songs on YouTube, and it's on everywhere else that you stream your music. Cheers. Thank you.
Awesome. Cheers, guys. So that's at LA UK on Instagram, Facebook, and everywhere else. You can listen to the Idle Minds EP on Spotify, Apple, and literally anywhere that you would listen to music. And again, guys, thanks a lot for joining us, and thanks for listening.
Thanks for having us.